Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am in New York City's Penn Station, having been invited to participate to meet a huge group of exhibitors who are interfacing with people who are passing through Penn Station. And these folks represent a variety of destinations and suppliers in the travel industry, including people that cruise on lakes and rivers and tour operators and hoteliers who are here in order to meet with folks who might be interested in hopping on Amtrak and traveling from New York City through the Hudson Valley up to the Albany Rensselaer train terminal, which is gorgeous, by the way. What a beautiful terminal that is. And onward to places like Saratoga Springs, which has, it looks like a dollhouse. It has the cutest train station you've ever seen. And you can go beyond, up to Montreal, to Toronto, to Niagara. But there are so many places to visit along the way. And I want to remind you that if you missed any part of today's show, because we're now into the second hour, or if you want to share it with a friend or hear it again by the middle of the week, you will be able to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts, or you can go to sabrams.com and click on the show notes, and everything is archived. So the show notes stay forever and ever, along with the archived audio, and the podcast stay for a year. So you've got a year to download it and take us with you. And we're going to go off and actually talk about a very special hotel. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
I am very happy to be at
Suzanne.
The New York Times, not the New York Times. You know, the last time I did a show as big as this, it was the New York Times Travel Show, of which I was a sponsor for 8 years. Isn't that funny? Talk about Freudian. I'm with Suzanne Simpson. She is the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel, and she's practically a neighbor because we broadcast, and Michael and David Isby, our senior producer, is at our studio anchoring, and that's in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts in Pittsfield, where our broadcast studio is located in the shopping arcade that wraps around the lobby of the Crown Plaza. And we're practically neighbors to Saratoga Springs. It's a hop and a jump to get there. Suzanne Simpson is the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel there, and I know she's marvelous and wonderful because the field of general managers, that sector of the travel, tourism, and hospitality industry is incredibly male-dominated. So when you meet a woman who's a GM, you know already that she's incredible. How long have you been the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel?
Since we opened it. It's only 3 years. 3 years today, actually. 3 years old.
Oh, happy birthday to your hotel.
Thank you.
And did you start before the opening?
I did.
What did you live through? What parts of the opening did you live through?
More than words can probably tell, but a lot of self-convincing that this was going to be fantastic. Walking up ladders through floors to open-air ceilings, that you convinced yourself, even though you had a few little fears of height, that this is what you wanted to do and this is going to be amazing. And
what did you do before?
I've always been in hotels and restaurants.
So where were you before?
The Sagamore Resort.
Oh, no kidding.
In Lake George. The Gideon Putnam Hotel in Saratoga. So beautiful places that are independent, which is, it was the proper background for me because we opened an independent boutique resort. And then also with DZ Restaurants, which is, again, a boutique portfolio of beautiful restaurants within Saratoga.
Including a spa.
Mm-hmm. We just opened. It's called Make Me Fabulous Salon and Spa.
Oh, my.
And we're quite excited because it not only offers the full services of a spa, but also the hair, makeup, artistry of a nationally known owner of that business.
And this panini looks gorgeous.
That is
not to mention the
so
lobster.
Much fun. Yes. So within the hotel, we have the Pavilion Grand, but then we also have the businesses of Pavilion Square. So literally at your footsteps, you've got a state-of-the-art seafood restaurant, and you also have the Blue Peacock Bistro, which is just a shabby chic eatery for breakfast, lunch. We just put in a self-serve wine dispensary, 14 different style flavors, wines, everything from Vermont charcuterie to a gorgeous red wine to sit down in the afternoon and enjoy.
How many accommodations are there at the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York?
So this is where we separate ourselves from pretty much any hotel in the region. Our rooms, if you pictured a luxury condo or apartment complex in the city and transplanted it to New York, to Saratoga Springs, you would have what our suites represent. Our smallest accommodation is like a flat studio here in the city, full kitchens, 600 square feet.
Oh, wow.
And then we go to these suites, which are the penthouse suites, and they're two-story suites.
And you're saying these suites are as pictured on this...
on the brochure.
Yeah.
So to describe them, picture a two-story...
You could roller skate through here.
You could.
You might need roller skates to get through here.
They're all unique and different, each one. And they've got 17 to 2,300 square feet of living space.
Yeah, no kidding. You could land the helicopter on
the
terrace
rooftop,
at least.
Yes, 1,000 square feet of outdoor living space. Yes.
This is really gorgeous.
It's something
very
unique.
Like a duplex. Where does
exactly.
the stairway go?
That goes to the second story. So you have your master ensuite on the main floor, living room, dining room, kitchen, additional half guest bath. And then that stairwell goes to a full second story, which is another ensuite.
Is this kind of... you know, let's splurge, let's celebrate an event, a benchmarking occasion, or is this, you know, let's launch a product and we'll invite everybody. And what is the deal with this? Who
stays here?
The beauty
of it, it's everything. So we do, Saratoga's just, it's become an international destination. So the weekends are certainly
always
filled with,
always has been.
Always has been.
My grandmother used to go there.
Yes. And everybody's
Sarah
got
the
stories.
Hot Springs.
Yes.
Yeah. She went every summer for the whole summer.
We still have
she
that.
She disappeared the end of June, and she showed up after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. So we have guests that come for everything, from the weddings to just truly the health, wellness, and escape, to our really a beautiful array of corporate guests, but smaller, more intimate meetings where they're really trying to launch something, make an impression. We can do in these large suites, we can actually do meetings. You have 15, 20 people. You get 15 to 20 gorgeous suites, and then you can meet in the intimacy of
and
a suite and outdoors.
Of space.
Plenty of
space. I mean, it just rambles and rambles. And then if it's a nice day or evening.
Go outside.
You've got these two sets of French doors going out onto a very big terrace.
And that's just the penthouse. We actually do have rooftop event space as well, which has a fire pit up
is
there.
Is that what this is with this orange and red sofa?
This is just one penthouse rooftop terrace.
Okay.
So the actual event space that is up there is another 1,500 square foot event room.
Oh my goodness.
Plus a fire pit. We were very fortunate. I love New York.
Do you supply the marshmallows?
We can. We absolutely can. The red wine and the stars are not extra.
Oh wow, that is no charge for the starlight. I love that. I love that.
Beautiful. Actually, we had a beautiful small wedding that was on the rooftop. And by the evening, there was a gorgeous harvest moon that just set right over the top where they were upstairs.
You must have ordered that for them.
I did. I absolutely
put in
did.
The application early. I love it. That's interesting, people. Think about that. If you're planning an event that could potentially be outside, take a look and see when there's a full moon. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. When they do the fireworks in Congress Park, we're so centrally located. We're 300 footsteps off of Broadway, which Saratoga was very fortunate. They just were named again one of the top 10 main streets in the country.
Oh, wow. And well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. I want to spend another couple of minutes with you. So don't leave me, everybody. We'll be right back talking with Suzanne Simpson, general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel. And pay attention to the commercials in the break, but you might want to check out PavilionGrandHotel.com or go to sabrams.com and you'll find the link in the show notes. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide a live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible plot. A weekend in the country.
I'm excited.
No, you're not.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Can you hear the announcement in the background? I'm in Penn Station, New York City, at a special Amtrak travel show event. And this event, they do it once a year. I don't know that they do it more often, but it's generally in May. I was here once about 8 years ago, and in between, whatever day they have it, it has not worked for me. So happily, this year, we were at the intersection of they're doing the Amtrak travel show, and I'm actually in the U.S., close enough to be here. And I'm delighted because I've met so many wonderful people whose products, services, destinations that they serve lie along Amtrak routes, making it easy for you to take the train to get to where they are. And I'm with Suzanne Simpson, who is the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Saratoga Springs. Now, if you're anywhere along the line from New York City through the Hudson Valley northward toward Albany, if you just stay on the train past Albany, you're going to come to Saratoga Springs, and the cutest train station it looks like it walked out of, I don't know, a Walt Disney film or Willy Wonka or something. It's this a darling little enchanted cottage of a train station, and there you'll be, and you can arrange with Enterprise Car Rental to have a car available for you at the train station, or if you don't do that, can you take a taxi into town?
Oh, absolutely. The train station is literally 2 minutes from downtown. And as we say, you take a taxi for 2 minutes and then you walk everywhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the train station, I love your reference to it, because we've put, for the wintertime, an entire Polar Express package together. And the train flows in. It's like Christmas has arrived. And then back at the hotel, you get greeted with warm cookies and milk served to your door by an elf. It's fun. Very quaint.
Fun. Yeah, I can't think of his first name. It's Freudian repression. His last name is Ellis. Can't think of his first name. Go to sabrams.com, put in Polar Express, put in Pullman Train. Mm-hmm. He's the fellow who's the CEO or managing director of the Pullman Trains. They're owned by Pacific something. Mm-hmm. Pacific Union Pacific?
What or Pacific it? Southern?
No, I'm drawing a blank on it. But I think it's Union Pacific or Union. I don't know what it's who owns them, but it's somebody. What is it?
Iowa
Pacific. Good that somebody here is smart. That's what I was close. Not bad at the end of a day of 140 interviews. Iowa Pacific, yeah. And his last name is Ellis. I can't think. Do you know his first name? Ed, there you go.
Pete's good.
Yeah. How do you like that? Yeah, and they do the Polar Express trains, mm-hmm. and they look adorable.
Absolutely. It just it creates you. Saratoga has a beautiful way of transforming either into the modern day or back in history. And when you do the Polar Express or you see the horse-drawn carriages or things like that, you could be really in either era.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Which was a gentler and kinder time, don't you think?
Well, not necessarily. I would say yes.
As long as you didn't get sick.
As long as you didn't get sick. Although you
medicine
were in Saratoga Springs, you were with all the 17 healing springs, each right. one with, you know, new properties that would make you feel better from your tummy to your head. So Saratoga is a wonderful that destination because of that. You can relive history because they've done such a great job of preserving that.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about it, but I have to think that there are Revolutionary War.
Absolutely.
That whole trail,
the historic
is
park
just,
is right there.
Right.
You can do tours at the. You can actually get the. They have a docent that takes you around through the state park now. It's only about 15 minutes outside of town, and it is absolute. It's a memorable, memorable trip.
Wow.
And then you can do, within Saratoga, you can do the walking tours. You can go through Congress Park, and you can hear about the history of the haunted museums, and you can take the tour, the walking tour of all the mineral springs and taste them, some of which you can't get within about a foot of, but
yeah.
they are just absolutely, you'll see people lined up with their jugs to get the healing waters. Or you can do the mineral springs, the actual bath in the Roosevelt Bathhouse, which is truly one of the authentic bathhouses for Saratoga.
Yeah, as I said earlier, if you've just joined us, talking with Suzanne Simpson, the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel, and just put a .com after that, and you've got their website, that I remember as a child, my grandmother on, I don't know what side of the family, there's too many pieces of this story, but she would go every summer. She would disappear sometime after Memorial Day and come home sometime close to Labor Day and be gone the whole summer mm-hmm. In Saratoga Springs.
We have so many that do. And Saratoga, the way that it's evolved, they've really been able to do a wonderful job of marrying the past with the future. Our hotel is a great representative of that because we bring in everything Saratoga that we can. As far as we look at the town and the city, it is a reflection of us, and we should embrace everything that it offers.
But the hotel itself is very contemporary, sleek, modern.
European, that's what we say. It's very elegant European style. So we actually have our roots in the Pavilion Hotel, which was an original hotel in Saratoga Springs. It was known for the opulence of the time, but more so, it was known for catering to its guests. If the guest had a whim, they made it happen. And that is our philosophy. We believe in an old world hospitality and something that truly makes travel different. You know, travel's a lot of work nowadays. You want to be taken care of. You want to go to someplace that's unique, that's different, that gives you a feel for not only what this new style hotel may be, but also what the history might be. We were fortunate to be named one of 12 Grand Dam hotels by I Love New York in 2016, and not because of our history, but because of our ties to the history and then what they consider the new hotel for the future. So it was quite an honor.
Yeah. You know, we're staying in a hotel I've never been in before in New York City, so I could learn about it. And from the outside, it doesn't appear to be very much. And you step inside, and I said to my husband, this is like a European hotel, because on the outside you've got the preserved, restored facade that's probably been there for 150 or 200 years. And on the inside, it's that kind of chic, trendy, modern, but warm and friendly. It isn't that, you know, unless I'm saying in a Japanese hotel, which you expect to be almost Spartan, but that's the style. I don't want to be in a hotel that's so minimalistic
right.
that I feel like it could be a prison.
Right, absolutely. And that's where we really love what we've created. It's that modern European flair.
Fabulous.
The rooms are generous size
and close enough.
Warm.
I got to come and visit you.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for joining us today. Suzanne Simpson, General Manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel, paviliongrandhotel.com. Go check them out, people. And check out Saratoga Springs. What a cute place that is. We'll be right back
with
Stephanie Abrams.
I felt like it. And a man who would make a spectacular father.
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, flying to over 25 destinations in Europe from Hartford, Connecticut's Bradley International Airport. For great value flights and award-winning Irish hospitality, book now at aerlingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we had the delightful opportunity to meet Suzanne Simpson, the general manager of the Pavilion Grand Hotel in Sarasota Springs. Saratoga Springs, not Sarasota Springs. That's a tricky one, isn't it? And boy, they're what, 1,500 miles apart? Saratoga Springs. Their website is southernsaratoga.org. And Pete Bardunius, the president and CEO, of what? What are you the president and CEO of?
I'm the president of the Chamber of Southern Saratoga County. We basically cover the distance between Albany, New York, and Saratoga Springs. Traditionally, that was a lot of farmland. That was a lot of flyover country, as we called it. But now, thanks to a massive construction project that had about $14-15 billion, with a B, dollars of nanotechnology investment there. It's become a very important part of a segment of New York State we call Tech Valley. And there's a lot of high-tech manufacturing going on there. And there's also the legacy of the Industrial Revolution just down the street. And we have, of course, our famous canal system there and the rails and the thruway.
The canal system that enters into...
You start, near Albany, and you head across to the Great Lakes. And that's how we settled the West, right? 200 years ago, they started putting shovels in the ground to dig this canal system that was called Clinton's Folly, right? Or Clinton's Ditch. Well, still going strong after 200 years.
Yeah, Alaska was Seward's Folly.
Yeah, there's a lot of follies out there. I guess when a politician tries to do something the first
and
time,
everybody
people think they're crazy.
Well, and, you know, you think of how many scientific achievements were laughed at all the way back to Columbus.
Absolutely.
As being, you know, a ridiculous thing to take place. Mm-hmm. And we have to talk about that. That's a nice, that's an interesting subject to explore. You know, yeah, because people without vision don't understand. And people with vision see it so clearly that they can touch and smell it. Mm-hmm. So that's remarkable.
You've heard of STEM education, right?
Yes,
science,
of course.
Technology, engineering, and math. There's a movement now to call it STEAM because they add in arts. And the reason why they do that, think about it. Why does a light bulb look like a light bulb? I mean, for those of us old enough to remember normal light bulbs, not these weird things we use now, right? But the original light bulb, why does it look like that? Well, in the brain of Thomas Edison and a few other people, that's what it was supposed to look like. Otherwise, it could have looked very different. You know, if you
that's
think
true.
About it,
they
science takes on a certain
majesty. Yeah, and if somebody with, you know, more artistic flair got into the mix, it could have been any shape at all.
Yeah, sure could. I mean, later on when they made, like, neon bulbs, they are many different shapes. But at the early days, it was...
It's the tube.
It was it.
Yeah, it was the tube, yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. How long have you lived in this region?
Well, ironically, I'm a transplant. I used to live closer to New York City, but I moved up to Clifton Park, New York, which is the center of the southern part of Saratoga County, 6 years ago in 2011. Was very excited to get that opportunity because the community that I'm representing, the 18 villages, towns, and one city to the south of Saratoga Springs in the county, it's just a dynamic, very fast-growing area. We've actually turned into the third largest chamber of commerce in the capital region, and we've done it by specializing a little bit. Chambers don't normally specialize, but we do a little bit.
What makes you unique? What do you specialize in?
Manufacturing. The marine industry, one of the most significant chambers in the entire state of New York for the marine industry, agriculture, and transportation. Those are our four biggies, and now we've added hospitality to the mix because there's a lot more hotels being built up there because of all the investment by corporations.
Wow. So you're getting a lot of corporate visitors who are...
Absolutely. And as they build some of these high-tech companies, there's literally people coming from all over the world to do things here.
You know, but you, first of all, your region is gorgeous.
Yes.
I mean, and there's all kinds of cultural and historic and outdoorsy reasons for people to come and visit your region, mm-hmm. the southern Saratoga area. Mm-hmm. But you're not the only region that started out as something attracting businesses mm-hmm. where people decided this is an awfully nice place. Let's just hang out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
The one that comes to mind first is Aruba, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which was developed because of the oil rigs and
sure.
the oil
sure.
petroleum distillery and whatnot. And the people that were coming down needed a place to stay, so they built the hotels, and then they'd be there for so many months, people would come and visit. And before you knew it, while oil continued to be important, it was a tourism destination.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things I love when you compare the two, when you compare the industrial side that's really industrial as opposed to, you know, we have industrial parks
mm-hmm.
and they're all offices. They're not manufacturing.
Right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Yes.
So you can have industry that's non-polluting.
Mm-hmm.
But oil isn't generally thought of as one of those. But you can have that, and out of that grows tourism, which is a marvelously non-polluting industry where people come in and leave their money behind.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Isn't that a nice thing?
We like that.
I'm sure you do.
Well, it's interesting because the business traveler actually tends to stay longer and spend more money in a given spot than other types of travelers. And that is very, very exciting to us. We want them to come. Our slogan is actually a little different because I'm not the main tourism entity, if you will, in Saratoga County. And so our slogan, we turn it around. It's live, play, and work. Work is the one we put last because we want people to remember that there's opportunity in our part of the world and there's good jobs there.
And it's also when you look at a place, mm-hmm. specifically that Saratoga Springs is, mm-hmm. and the fact that it's not somewhere out in the middle of the country where you have to travel great distances to get to the next town, city, event, mm-hmm. exciting place, whatever. I mean, you're surrounded.
Yes.
You know, you're in a constellation of stars that wrap around the star that is Saratoga mm-hmm. County.
Yep.
When you look at that and you think about businesses that are looking for a place where the staff can be happy people, where you can get people to join your company who like me, had a great New York State public school education,
mm-hmm.
where you could move a family from across the nation,
yep.
and they'd be happy working and living there. That's, you know, that's the best, isn't it?
Yes. We're a very unique area. A famous philanthropist in our area, well-known guy, said that we are a suburb.
Anybody
his
I
name
know?
Is, well, Philip Morris of Proctor's, if you've been to Proctor's in Schenectady.
Okay.
He said that we are a suburb surrounded by cities, which is a little backwards. But it's very much describes
that's
the
true.
Area I live in.
That's very true. That's very true. I like that. But that's a nice thing because, you know, if you're going to attract people to work in an industry, whatever the industry is, and you're going to, and they, you know, have to think about moving their family or living there and raising mm-hmm. a family, you want it to be a place that offers some variety because far too many places that offer opportunities are in places that are rurally quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And while, you know, there's no shame in that, if you're used to having some city life,
yes,
It can mean you have to travel great distances to do that.
First time I got off.
I mean,
off.
Literally, you hop on the train in New York City, you could get off in
Absolutely.
Saratoga Springs.
Yep,
it's like boom, boom, you're there.
You can. Saratoga Springs is very easy to access by train. So is Rensselaer Station, which is near Albany, and Schenectady Station. So there's three really good stations to access, as well as you get off of what's called the Northway, Route 87, north of Albany, changes its name. You get off at the exit where I'm at, exit 9, and you think you're in the middle of Long Island somewhere. You know, you think you may have gotten off in Hempstead or something. But it's only for a couple of miles. By the time you get to my house, which is 10 minutes further west, there's cows and horses. We actually have sheep and llamas and alpacas in our town. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a very
that
interesting.
That is so cool.
Yep.
And again, the website to visit to learn more?
Sure. Our website is southernsaratoga.org. Southernsaratoga.org shows you the southern part of the county. There's also a saratoga.org for Saratoga Springs. And we are a great piece of real estate in upstate New York.
Oh, I want to thank you for joining us today. This has been great. And I hope to come and visit you because we're practically neighbors in Berkshire County. And this has been a remarkable day here at Penn Station, New York City, with Amtrak's travel show and all of the people who offer fabulous experiences for the travelers. So if you're coming into New York City on business, head to Penn Station, hop on the train, and head north. This is Stephanie Abrams. Stay with me. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees
killing you.
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, we've left Penn Station and Amtrak's marvelous travel show. If you missed it, try to find the intersection. They do it in May every year in Penn Station, New York City, and it's phenomenal. And we're back at the Hotel HGU NYC. Oh, this is a marvelous place. In the next hour, we're going to be talking with its general manager, Sean Roach, and he was so right. I wanted to get him on the air by phone, and he kept saying to me, come to the hotel and do it here. So we had to wait till we could find the intersection of when we were going to New York, and this all worked out, going to the Amtrak travel show and staying at the HGU, and I'm so glad I did, because using words like boutique hotel or, you know, trendy chic or whatever doesn't cut it. You really got to go to this place, starting at the front door, which, you know, it's got that look of an old New York City Park Avenue mansion, and it's on 32nd Street, 34 East 32nd Street in New York City, putting it in a great spot. In the hustle and bustle of New York City, and you enter, well, we're going to talk about it in the next hour. I got something else on my mind right now. The state of Florida, in its infinite wisdom, the lawmakers are looking at cutting funding to Visit Florida, which is the destination management organization, basically the convention tourism board that markets Florida. And they're looking at cutting it by, are you ready? 67%. Now, I have to tell you that on the planet, one out of every nine people is employed in travel, tourism, and hospitality. I'll bet in Florida the figure is specifically higher because there are just a ton of people in Florida whose livelihoods depend on hotels, attractions, restaurants, car rentals. I guess somewhere somebody's mentality is everybody knows that Florida is wonderful and they're just going to keep coming. In fact, one of those people was Representative Paul Renner, Republican from Palm Coast, who told Travel Weekly, the New York Times of the travel industry, trade papers, Florida is not a secret, he said. It's not like we're convincing people to go some remote corner where nobody goes. let me give you a little insight here. We're not the only game in town. Florida is not the only game in town. The danger here is that other states take a look at what Florida's doing and say, oh, let's slash the tourism budget and put the money into something else. For the most part, tourism is a non-polluting, revenue-generating profit center. So this is like cutting off your legs and entering the marathon. It always strikes me as odd when people think that we're here, they know it, they'll come. There's lots of competition. There's lots of beach destination competition. And I have to tell you that right now, something I've been talking about for the last several years is looming in everybody's face, and that's Cuba. I read the report from the Caribbean Tourism, I think it was the Hotel and Tourism Association, or else it was the Caribbean Tourism Organization, it was either CHTA or CTO. One of them came out with a study, and the report on the study indicated that tourism to the Caribbean last year was up like 4%, maybe a little over 4%. Can I tell you that's nothing? That's nothing to brag about. It's nothing to be excited about. It's better than a dipping. But that's no great shakes. And worse than that, the comment in the report so tactfully explained in one sentence was that the tourists coming, including this increase of almost 4.7%, something like that, the increase and the overall added to the overall number that was anticipated based on last year's number and this little bit of growth was disproportionately allocated. And really, of all the people who came to the Caribbean, the two big winners were the Dominican Republic and Cuba, which means that there are destinations in the Caribbean who in 2016 declined in the number of travelers who came to visit them. Even though the overall to the Caribbean was higher, if you had these two big lion's share winners, they're taking market share for somebody else. Yeah, and, you know, it's not going to be pretty in Florida. And people who make remarks like this representative from Palm Coast, Paul Renner, if you care about tourism people and you live in the region, heads up. It's not healthy economically when people stop going to a destination because they're going someplace else. And Florida's had its fair share of problems. What kept Florida alive during some periods in our recent history was the incoming traffic from the United Kingdom, from France, from Germany. You go to South Beach, Miami Beach in Florida, you can walk down the street and hear people speaking a dozen different languages because they come from other places. And Florida has had its problem with snipers and crime and European travelers getting killed on their holiday that turned off a lot of people. Not everybody has their head in the sand. Except maybe this representative. And there are others, clearly, if they cut the budget by 67%, God help us. And may this awful illness not be a pandemic disease that spreads. If you want to cut a budget, cut some of the fat, maybe cut some of the corruption. Cut something else. Leave tourism alone. It's a revenue producer, and it keeps your people eating and shopping. And you need that thrust driving people to your destination, or you're going to find out that somebody else is eating your lunch or your coconuts. Stay with us, everybody. More to come. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.